two games of playoff hoops on a Monday night. We had some great games, both fantastic games. I'm very excited to get into them. My name is Shlomo Stark.
My name is Levi Jacob.
And this is the NBA Daily Recap in 15 minutes or less. Levi, we had a great Pistons-Knicks game that I was sure when I finished would be game of the day. And then the Clippers and Nuggets were just like, hold my beer. We are here to perform. I also didn't think that they would have the second, like game two would be as good as game one. You know, like I figured it'd be like a 10, 15 point game. One of the teams like, nope, we got a even better game than the Knicks-Pistons game. And they stole game of the day right from underneath the Pistons' feet. Let's start with game of the day. Clippers-Nuggets. Clippers win 105-102. Like a really great game. Why was phenomenal? Phenomenal. 39 points, 15 of 19, 4 of 7 from 3. Only one turnover. Two steals. Great defensively. Both sides of the court. Really felt like he couldn't miss. It's hard to say he was bad because he had a 26, 12, and 10 and shot 8 of 16 and 4 of 8 from 3. But he was 6 of 10 from the line, so he missed 4 free throws. So you figure he hits 4 of those, technically they win. I know that if he hit it, the sequences may have not gone out, but whatever. Bottom line is they lost by 3 and he missed 4 free throws. But the real bad one was 7 turnovers. And they came at like costly times. Like he was just making, I don't want to say bad passes, maybe predictable passes in the fourth quarter. But it's hard to say he's the reason they lost because he was by far their best player. But he just wasn't up to his standards. And another point for Shlomo's predicting, I predicted a Clippers win with a Kawhi game. Even a little bonus predicting by me. So, yeah, but this still came down to the last few seconds. And it was basically like a Kawhi tough shot. And Denver had a chance to tie it twice. Christian Braun and Jokic both missed threes. Jokic's look was a little bit worse. But still, they lost. And this is such a good series. It feels like every game is just going to be like this. What I'm saying is there's feels like a bunch of scenarios for this Clippers-Nuggets game. We had the Harden game, the Nuggets one. We had the Kawhi game. The Clippers won. The Murray game hasn't happened yet, so that feels like a Nuggets win. The Harden and Kawhi game hasn't happened yet. That feels like an easy Clippers win. And the question is there a bad Jokic game also that's going to happen one of these games, which would also be a Clippers win? And I think that like it really comes out, like you can give me all this analysis and plus minus on-off stuff. Like I think it's basically that.
Yeah, I would say that, honestly, just looking at kind of the stats across the board, and like you were saying with the turnovers, I think that this could be an option for the bad Jokic game. Like, he doesn't get much worse than this. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, he still played really well.
He had a 26, 12, and 10 and shot 8 for 16 and 4 of 8 from 3. This was the bad Jokic, and 3 steals. This was the bad Jokic game.
The reason why I'm saying that is because the first, like, OKC's game 2 nights ago, right? Everyone was like, oh, you know, like SGA clearly isn't the MVP. Jokic would never have a stat line like this. And it's funny because I think it works the narrative that Jokic probably should be the MVP is that this is his version of that game. And it's still 26, 12, and 10.
So he's had bad games this season. Very few. But like against New York, he finished with a 17, 6, and 6. Against Minnesota, in January, he finished with a 23-11. You know, I'll just say I went through his entire season just now. Those were pretty much it. Every other game was really good.
Also, in terms of players who like a player impact, I think that a Jamal Murray game can be negated by, like a Jamal Murray or Michael Porter Jr. game, for example, can be negated by James Harden also having a game or Zubats having a crazy game also.
Correct. Like, yeah, there's also a game technically where everyone has a good game.
Right.
But then it would just look similar to what it's looked like.
Right. I think it might, regardless. Like, I think that these teams are so much fun to watch against each other and they're so evenly matched.
Yeah. Have you ever seen like a more, I'm so sure this is going 7 series? Like, it's so clearly going 7. It's a rock fight.
You know what? You know what series was also really fun to watch like this? It was another Jamal Murray. It was Nuggets versus Jazz when they had Donovan Mitchell and Rudy Gobert. And they were just in the bubble and they're going back and forth with like 45s. And
yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
That was a lot of fun. But aside from that, not really.
Yeah. It's a great series. This has definitely become my favorite series. It was my favorite series after game one. This like officially sealed it. I don't think there's any other entries available. For the record, just I saw this stat. This is a pretty cool stat. James Harden said after the game, it felt like Kawhi didn't miss a shot. His shot making was elite. Kawhi's teammates combined for 26 of 66 shooting. Like, it's hard to, as like Kawhi won this game. And about his injuries at the end of the game, Coach Ty Lue said, "This is what Kawhi lives for, getting healthy for the playoffs. We know if we got a healthy Kawhi, we can win any series. He's appeared in two playoff games over the last 2 years, and now he literally looks like he just came off the win in Toronto and is like, let's go, boys."
Yeah, I was actually thinking about this on the way home. How much would it suck if they beat the Nuggets and then he's injured moving forward in the playoffs?
That is going to be the least surprising scenario ever.
But it would be so annoying. It'd be so annoying. You'd watch James Harden have like 50 points back to back, but it's annoying.
Like, it's very Clippers. What's going to happen, I feel like, is they're going to win this series in seven. And then Kawhi will get hurt like game three against the Thunder and they'll lose in six.
It would just be a waste of time. It'd be so annoying.
Yeah. Okay. Next. Since beat the Knicks 194. I got to watch this game live. I'm super tired. I'm this is going to be playoffs. Playoffs always like wipe me out, but I just can't miss a Knicks playoff game. This really, really, really was the exact same game as game one. Pistons were playing better until the fourth quarter, then 8-point lead. Knicks went on a run, and then they tied the game, but the run was a little bit later than game one. So they tied the lead with a lot less time, and two things happened. Schroeder hit a big shot. Good job. Put him up three. In the last few minutes of the Knicks game, all of the shots, every single one, you could rewatch the fourth quarter and look at it. Everything hit front rim. The Knicks had no legs. They were so tired. And if you look at the minutes, Carter's played 33, 42, 38, 40, and 43 minutes. Only Mitchell Robinson played 20 minutes. Emmett and Payne played 4, and Deuce played 13 minutes. And I think those, like, that was the real difference. Like, they didn't, those campaign minutes we were talking about last game, they didn't happen this game. The Knicks had Mechter, but the starters, I think, were just a little bit tired. There was a weird Brunson. He's on the court. He's off the court. He went to just go get his cape. I don't know how much of the highlights you watched, but that was literally a storyline. He left for like a minute and then he came back and they're like, "Where'd he go?" Because they saw him going to the locker room and he came back and just started destroying everyone. And they're like, "Oh, he just went to get his superhero cape." Like, that was all the announcers were saying. Cade played much better this game, and Harris played worse. Like, Harris and Hardaway played worse. Hardaway for sure played worse. Hardaway was terrible. But I'm worried about these minutes. Same thing happened last year. It started with missed shots, and then it ended up with injuries. And I'm worried. Also, another thing about this game, Towns was invisible. Invisible.
Yeah.
Like, last game, he felt like he couldn't miss a shot. He didn't take a shot. Like, I forgot he was. I was shocked when I looked at the minutes. It said 33. He had 10 points, 5 of 11 shooting. So it wasn't like a bad night. Like, he didn't miss more than he scored. He had no turnovers. He didn't play badly. He was invisible. Like, he never had the ball.
Yeah, they really struggled shooting, obviously. They also, like, they had an issue with fouling. A lot of fouls to go around. But also something that's very, very important in my eyes, which, I mean, I think when you look at overall kind of basketball scheme, the Knicks had about, what is it, 10 less rebounds?
I'll tell you the numbers. They got a rebound by 9, 53 to 44.
Yeah, so when that happens, it's going to be difficult to win a basketball game, because also there's a good number, then there were also offensive rebounds, which the Knicks didn't really get much of except for Mitchell Robinson.
Offensive rebounds, they got out rebounded 12 to 7.
Yeah, they were more aggressive on the boards, the Pistons were. And I just really think that when that happens, it's like, it's one of those things that's like, it's an unforeseen advantage. But when you look back at it, you're like, oh yeah, that just overall just gives them more possessions.
Yeah. And I think the last thing I'll say is I need more from Bridges. I really do. He shot 3 of 11 for 3. And a lot of those threes were in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
And we give up a lot of picks for you, man. Like, you got to hit some shots, dude. Like, Brunson is doing everything he can, and he's phenomenal. Brunson was like, he wasn't as good as game one, but he just has this knack of like scoring so much in the clutch. And when he can score, because this whole team goes there and he gets the ball to Bridges, like, Bridges, you got to put that in. And he's open for three, and he shot for 3 for 11. And honestly, like, I'm kind of sad. I'm like, just like, Bridges, like, just score. And then eventually it got to like, I didn't want Bridges to have the ball. So when I was screaming at my phone, which I was watching on, I was like, pass it up. But Bridges don't, no. And then he'd miss and I would like be mad. And like, now I'm sad.
Yeah.
Because it's 1-1. I still think the Knicks will win the series. Kudos to, this was a 16-game losing streak the Pistons broke in the playoffs, which is, wow. Yeah. That means they lost, I guess, 4 straight times in the first round. So that's pretty rough.
They were swept.
4 straight times.
They were swept 4 straight times.
Yeah. But it doesn't have to be the first round. But so good job by you, Pistons. You earned it.
I just wanted to say, in regards to the Knicks, you got to do better than this. You can't be running into these issues in a first round series. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you have aspirations for going farther, you got to push. We got to find it a better way. And I think that they're capable of it. I really think that, like, the Brunson Cat pick and roll offense really, really can like create a structure and a framework for the offense to sustain and to push forward into the rest of the playoffs. But they gotta implement it better.
This team is destined to lose to Boston in round 2.
It would suck.
And that's a sad reality. It's not like we're not beating Boston.
Unless. I'm just kidding. Yeah.
Okay, Milwaukee, Indiana. I have Indiana. Dame is questionable. I don't think it mattered after last game. I have Indiana. Indiana's favored by 4.5. Indiana's home. I have Indiana winning. You?
I also have Indiana. I think it's going to be a closer game, though. Like a much closer game.
Me too. I also think it will be closer, but I do think it will be like Indiana. Memphis OKC. I got Memphis. They really fought hard last game. And yeah, no. OKC is sweeping this series. Thunder are favored by 14.5. That's so much.
So many points.
That means like you could bet Memphis covers, and that means if OKC wins by 14, you win money.
Yeah, it's crazy.
By betting on Memphis. Just like to be clear for our non-bettors out there. It's pretty crazy. And we have Lakers, Minnesota. Lakers favored by 5.5. I have the Lakers winning, and if they don't, it's really, really bad. To lose 2 at home is bad.
If Anthony Edwards manages to lead the Timberwolves to go 2 up against the Lakers, especially when the Lakers are home, it just like, it adds so much more to his case of being like a good player. That's all.
Yeah, he's really cool. He's good in the playoffs. Okay, that was the NBA Daily Recap in 50 minutes or less. I want to thank you, Levy, for co-hosting and producing. I want to thank you for listening.